Okay, so this is the second shiur in the sugya of mitzvahs lavli hanas ninu. So the beginning of the sugya, what we've been doing is going through the different applications of mitzvahs lavli hanas ninu, and noticing that in different places it results in a heter, basically heter only b'diavit, meaning it's still, although mitzvahs lavli hanas ninu, there's no violation of the isser hana, it's still aser lechan tchila. We saw that in the context of avodah zarah, that was clear according to everybody, that although there's a heter b'diavid, there is no heter l'chatzchila by avodah zarah. But there are other contexts where there's even a heter l'chatzchila. Right? The first context we had was nedarim. Right? If you're no der from a certain chefza, you're allowed to l'chatzchila use a chefza for the mitzvah. We also had it in the context of erevin, when it comes to erev tchumim, right? In the context of the Gemara discussing, about l'chatzchila, right, you're allowed to place an erev tchumim on a kever, even though that kever is aser ba'ana. We pointed out the reason for that heter l'chatzchila is because it's too indirect. And the third and final case where the Gemara applies mitzvahs lavli hanas ninu to even be a heter l'chatzchila is where? We had nedarim, we have erev tchumim. What's the third case? What? Kisoy adam. Right? When you're doing kisoy adam with the afar slash afer of an ir hanidachas. This is in chulin, pei tasamnachav. So let's just open that up really quickly. This is the first makor in the makor sheet. I mean, this is the gemara in chulin, pei tasamnachav. Anyone have, everyone should have it. Yaakov, would you mind?
The first thing, the afer, ir hanidachas.
Right. Right, so what does that statement literally mean?
So that you can cover with dust of an ear.
Right? It sounds like, is that only b'di'evit? Is that in chisa yatsa? No. It sounds like mechasim. You can do it. Right? You, lichatchilo, can perform kisoy adam with the afer slash afer, as we'll see, from an ear nidachas. Oh, Sigmar asks, v'amai?
V'amai? Isra anahu. It's an
isra. It's asur ba'na not to use the afer slash afer from an ear nidachas.
Afer is iri. It's only needed for the
not afer, not right. Meaning it's the dirt on the ground, not referring to the ashes of that which was burnt. Right. Are the ashes of that which was burnt? Those are asra. No, Ziri is saying no. When it comes to the dirt on the ground, there's a special drasha he's about to quote that the dirt on the ground, because you need to remove it from the ground and then burn it. That's not asra b'ana. So Ziri is a very technical answer that we're dealing with a case which is not asra b'ana. That's a simple answer. Comes along Rava, says no. Rav Amar, second line. So therefore, because the Mrs. Lavli Anas Ninu, therefore, even if it was the Afer, even if it was the ashes of the Ur Nidachas, which are Asur Bahana, even so, L'chatzchila, you'd be able to use them for the mitzvah of Kisoy Hadam. I think Gemara has some kashas and then resolves it. Oh. So you know, from this case of the mitzvah of kisoy adam with the upper, or even the afer of Ir Nidachas, that it's even mutter lechatzchila. And the obvious question is, why? Right? Why is there a heter lechatzchila in the context of avodah zarah and other cases? You clearly see there's an isur lechatzchila. So let's see, right? A number of rishonim are going to deal with this. So the Ritzva on the spot, right, basically addresses this question and answers it, but doesn't give us so much information. Cerulli, really, you see the Ritzva on the second sheet of the Marbukomos?
Yeah.
See the Im Tomar on the second line?
Yeah, the Im Tomar, if you want to say that, right, Lechachila, you should ask maybe that Lechachila, you shouldn't be allowed to bow, but Reb Zera Omer, Reb Zera says, that you could cover.
So it's a direct stira, right?
So
generally.
Right, so what's the difference over here between our case of Kisoy? Some say it's different over here. Why the Miyai is there? Because it's Mios, degrading, disgusting, whatever, in order to bring this front. The same fear as Rashi, that's the explanation of Rashi.
Right, so he says the shiny Hasim, that's what he's referring to the Avodah Zarah. I think the shofar of Avodah Zarah. Shofar of Avodah Zarah, that's Maos. But what Rashi doesn't explain is, so he says that, the shofar for Avodah Zarah, that's ma'os. But he doesn't explain what. Why doesn't the ma'os factor apply here? Right, we know Ritzvah L'shitasa always invokes, not always, most of the time, we'll get to, invokes the mi'os factor, right? But the problem is, Ritzvah says, the mi'os only applies by shofar Avodah Zarah. It doesn't apply, by implication, mi'os doesn't apply to the case of doing kisoy adam with the afer slash afer of Ir HaNidachas. And the question is, why not? What makes that case different? Rashi doesn't explain. Right? So Tosfos, though, on the spot, does explain. Right? Anybody remember? David, according to Tosfos, what makes that case different? The case of doing Kisoy Adam with the Afar of the Irni Dachas. Right? What makes that case different? I mean, there's two elements. There's the, you're using it for the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam. And the other element is that you're using the Afar from an Irni Dachas. So which of those two factors does the Tosfos zero in on and say, that's what makes this case different? What? Not the Irni Dachas, but rather, what does Tosfos say? Ariel, do you remember? Exactly. He says, the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is different. So if you look at Tosfos there, if you don't mind, see the second line in Tosfos here, it says, Afilu Imtim Solomar.
Me?
Yeah, here we go.
I feel in terms of Lomar, the Shari Lechasis will offer the Avodas Gechavim, Lechatchila, even if you're going to say that Lechatchila, you're still allowed to cover with the dust, of Avodas Zoyah, Kamo Bishel Yerni Dachas, like you could by Yerni Dachas. Lo Domi Kiso Lechalitza, if it doesn't compare Kiso Adam to Chalitza or any other thing, presumably.
Yeah.
The Indian Kiso Lechashin Mimai Demoy, it's put by Kiso Adavka, that's the separate case because there's no concern of Mira.
Oh, very good. Right? So Tosas is basically right. If the question was, what makes the Gemara in Chulin, the case in the Gemara in Chulin, different? Tosa's answer is that the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam, that's different. And according to Tosa's, basically any offer which is connected to any Avera, you're allowed to use that for the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam because the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is different and not subject to this factor of Mios. But again, what's not clear again, Uriah, but what's not clear according to Tosos?
Why Kisoy Adam Dacha?
Yeah, why is the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam any different than Shofar, Lulav, sandal shell, sandal for chalitza? What makes Kisoy Adam different? Anybody have any suggestions? Ari?
Yeah, first glance, it seems to be Meiser Totsa, whereas for the shofar,
beautiful.
It's like involved a part of the midst of the shofar, but where Kisoy Adam, you're just like passively throwing dirt on it, so that's almost problematic.
Beautiful, excellent. So I was going to suggest exactly what Ari just said, that there is evidence in the sugya of Kisoy Adam and a makor, like on the spot for this, is the Chasam Sofer. I didn't have you see it because Chasam Sofer takes this in a slightly different direction. But the Chasam Sofer in the Gemara and Chulin there basically points out this idea that what's unique about the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is that it's very much totsa oriented. It's very much focused on the results of what making sure that the dam is covered. Or the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam, it's not that, oh, there's a significance to the mice of Kisoy. It was, right? The nature of Kisoy Adam is exactly what Ari just said, the Chasam Sofer spells this out, is that the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is unique, that it's very much totso oriented of just making sure that the dam is covered.
Like Makkah.
What?
Like Makkah.
Excellent. Right, the mitzvah of Makkah, just you want to make sure that right there are no, there's no stumbling blocks, that people aren't going to fall off. Exactly. Certain mitzvahs, which are very totso oriented. Says the Chasam Sofer, Kisoy Adam is unique in that it is totso oriented. So Chasam Sofer ends up taking it in a slightly different direction. But based on that idea, you can say that when it comes to, right, a mitzvah which is mice-oriented, so then it's ma'os to use, right, something which is connected to the avera for your mice mitzvah, right, for your, right, for the shofar, for a lulav, to do the mice tekiya, or the mice lekicha, mice natila of a lulav, with something which is connected to an avera, that's ma'os. But when it comes to Kisoy Adam, where the dirt is just a hechsher ba'alma. It's just a way of facilitating that the dam is covered. So who cares what type of offer you use? As long as it's covered, it's going to accomplish the idea. So again, so the first explanation for why this case is different, according to Tosos, is that the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is unique. And our explanation is that what's different, right, although Tosos doesn't explain why Kisoy Adam is different, what's unique about Kisoy Adam is that it's very much totso-oriented. It's not about the mice of Kisoy, it's just about the totso, the result of the dam being covered. So therefore, it don't really care so much about what you use to cover it, because it's all about the totso, and therefore we don't really care about the factor of Mios. Yeah?
Is it the same thing?
So chalitza, there seems to be, when it comes to chalitza, there is a process to it. Right, there's very much a certain process in order to create that heter. Right, so I think there's more of a significance to the process itself, and the sandal plays a role in that process, even more so than when it comes to kisoy adam.
Reb Shimon Shkaplik says that by shlichus.
Meaning in terms of that.
It says that what is together.
Okay, more, a little more involved.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this chilek between ma'isa versus totzah is a very, very important enough chakir when it comes to a lot of mitzvahs, but it applies here very nicely. Yeah, sure.
If you want to say the getter mitzvah is shofar, is shmiya, wouldn't that also be very similar to ma'isa totzah? Like with no, if you want to say that it's like foolish, maybe okay. Like the Rambam.
Okay, good. Remember, we pointed out that even Rishonim, who understand that the focus is on the shmiya, some still say that that there is a ma'isa tekiah. Right,
but I mean, once you're separating it to that extent, it's hard to kind of say that shofar is like, okay, yeah.
I mean, so again, so for sure, if you play up the ma'isa tekiah, even within the shmiya approach, then there's a clear chilek, right?
Yeah,
right. So you're saying if you take a pure shmiya and the ma'isa, if you take like, let's say the Rambam, right? The Rambam who says that the tekiah is
so
just
so
what?
Yeah.
Exactly, and you say that the ma'isa tekiah is just a hechsher ba'alma. The Rambam says in shuva, so then this chilek would not work out so well. Yeah, but again, we don't know that the Rambam necessarily adopts, right? This is right. In order to be mechalik between kisui adam and shofar lulav, you'd have to say that the ma'isa tekiah plays a role when it comes to shofar. Otherwise, it would be the same thing as kisui adam, and then Tosfos would have to extend the same exception there. Point well taken, 100%. I thought I saw another couple of hands. Okay, good. So that's one mahalach in terms of what makes the case in Chulin different. That Tosa says the mitzvah kisui adam is unique, and that's why it's not subject to mios, as we're suggesting, because kisui adam is very much totza oriented. But the Toras Chaim, a prominent pretty early Achron, doesn't like this idea of Tosas. Right? Anybody remember? Right? And the first thing that the Toras Chaim basically says is wait a second, why would the mitzvah of kisui adam be different? Right, he has this line here. If you look at the Toras Chaim on the Makoro sheet, second line, he says, "In Svar Lomer Kain." He quotes Tosas. This is, it doesn't make sense. The Kibin Demos Machmas Isru. Once you have the Afar, which is Maos, because it's connected to an Isru, in Chalak Bin Mitzvahs Kisur the Shar Mitzvahs. Right, obviously the Toras Chaim doesn't like this idea of assuming that that Kisur Adam is different. Interesting. Is it because either he doesn't agree that the Kisur Adam is totzah oriented, or he doesn't think that the chilik between totzah and ma'isa plays a role here, or maybe he thinks, as Shirley's pointing out, maybe he thinks that other mitzvahs on the list are also totzah oriented, in terms of the chafetz shel mitzvah at hand. So there are a number of different reasons, but either way, the Toras Chaim rejects the idea of Tosos that you can say that the mitzvah of kisui adam is the exception. And you remember that he has another kasha, another question of why he doesn't think it's davka din in the mitzvah. Anyone remember? Akiva, would you mind reading for it? You see the ode in the second line at the three dots?
Nice read.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ode. And the other one, in Cain, but Rava, Shani Mitzvah, Lab, who's Vindu, Samai Naka Rabbi Zera, Vitema Rava, Machosin, the Aether Yoni Dakas, the Holy Nosa, the Spiko.
Bismano, right? Or Bismano, in his time, right? So he's basically saying, wait a second. If, according to Tosos, the focus is on the mitzvah of kisui adam being different. So according to Tosos, any association with the afar would be fine. So he says, if the association of the afar with any avera would be fine, then why pick the avera of Irani Dachas? It's so uncommon, right? It's so uncommon, why would you pick that case? Right? And continues, the ik, not only is it just uncommon, manda amar, meaning not only is it uncommon, it never happened, it never will happen. So why are you picking a theoretical case if really you could have picked any other avera? If the exception is all has to do with mitzvah kisui adam, pick something else like avodah zarah, which is more common, unfortunately. He says tve hava le
lemeimar.
Right? If according to Tosos, the focus is on the mitzvah of kisui, so then say even the afar of avodah zarah is fine to be used for kisui. Pick afar of avodah zarah; it's a more common case. So this is leading the Toras Chaim to say, no, it must not be din. Right? The exception is not the mitzvah of kisui adam. Must it? The exception is what? The afar, irani dachas. And that's why we specifically brought the case of irani dachas, although it's uncommon, because it's specifically a din in the afar nidachas. Kach nira, let's see how Toras Chaim explains it.
So, kach nira. Kach nira, It's
dafka, the upper near idachas, you can. Why? Stop there, right, for now. Right, very important. What is unique about Irani Dachas? He's saying that the Afar, the Afar of Irani Dachas, wasn't specifically, necessarily connected to an Avera. Because when it comes to Irani Dachas, right, what is an Irani Dachas? Right? A city whose Rov Yoshveh worship the Avodah Zarah. So you burn what? Not just the Avodah Zarah in the town, you burn everything. So there are every ashes that you find is not necessarily connected directly to an Avera. Because let's say you burn all the houses in the town. One house that you burned was, you know, belonged to a guy who didn't do Avodah Zarah. And there's no connection to Avodah Zarah. But yet the ashes of that house are Asurim Bahana. Those ashes themselves aren't directly connected to an Avera. So says the Torah Chaim, the reason why this case is different is because there's less mius when it comes to Afra Anidachas, because the Afra of an Ir Anidachas is not directly connected to an Avera. Masha Inkin, the Afra of Avodah Zarah, since the Afra of Avodah Zarah is directly connected to an Avera, so that would be subject to an Isra L'Chatzchila, that would be subject to mius. Right? So again, the Torah Chaim, right, in contrast to Tosos, it says the exception, right, the Sipas Aheter is the Mitzvah Kiso Hedam. According to Torah Chaim, right? According to Torah Chaim, the exception, the Sibas Aheter, is that the Afra Irani Dachas is not subject to Mios, because it is not directly connected to an Avera. Given that motion.
His question seems to be pretty good. So what like those will say that?
Meaning, why did they pick that case? Tosfos would just say, Irani Dachas is just an example of Avodah Zarah. And if you even notice, according to Tosfos, even when he says it, he talks about it, the Indian of Avodah Zarah.
He compares it.
Yeah, he says, right, Imtin Solomar, if you look at Tosfos Lashon, Imtin Solomar, Deshari Lechasos, Ba'afar, Avodah Zuchavim Lechatchila, Kimo Bishal Irani Dachas. So Tosfos basically says, oh, Irani Dachas, Avodah Zarah, it's all the same thing for these purposes.
But that's the whole point of the Torah's Chaim.
Yeah, Torah's Chaim is making a dik, it's Daf Irani Dachas. Tosfos says, Irani Dachas is just an example of something connected to Avodah Zarah. So he's going to basically love Dafka and say, you know, and the Gemara says, Irani Dachas, it really just means, you know, Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the Torah's Chaim has some good diukim, but that's the way Tosfos is going to learn it. Okay? Moshe.
Wouldn't the Irani Dachas have a din of meis? Because it's like it had a sheiches to the...
But it's more indirect. That's the whole point of Torah's Chaim.
It's right by the sheresh of the city.
But I think the chiddush of the Torah's Chaim is that in order for a chetzah to become ma'os, it has to be directly connected to an avera. And that applies to something, chetzah of Avodah Zarah, and other things. But not, Irani Dachas is not directly connected to the avera. It's indirect, right? There, the people in the town were of the Avodah Zarah. Then the entire ear becomes Irani Dachas, and then you burn it. So again, you're right, you're burning the Irani Dachas because it's association with Avodah Zarah, but the afer of the Irani Dachas is not directly connected to Avodah Zarah, it's more indirectly through the people. It's more the afer is connected to the people, and the people are connected to the Avodah Zarah. Because that indirect is less of a connection. Again, as we said yesterday, when it comes to the Gemara Erevin, when you have an indirect connection, there's less of a reason for Mias. Okay, good. So again, so far we've done, right, the cases which are clearly have mios, that was Avodah Zarah. Cases which are clearly asur lechatzchila, that was Avodah Zarah. Then we went through three cases which are mutter lechatzchila, that was Nedarim, that was the Erev Tchumim case in Erevin, and now we have the kisoy of the Afar Irani Dachas. Those are the cases which are clearly mutter lechatzchila. There's the last case which we haven't yet discussed, which is unclear. It's going to be subject to a machlokes, about whether it is mutzah l'chatzchila to use this item for a mitzvah, or whether it's going to be asur l'chatzchila. And at first glance, it sounds like it's pashut, but we're going to see it's not. What's the last case that we haven't discussed yet? In terms of the isur l'chatzchila, comes up on Chav Ches Min Aleph. What's the case? Shofar shel...
Ola.
Exactly. Shofar shel ola, shofar shel hektish. Excellent. All right, so if you go back to the Gemara, shofar shel ola, shofar shel hektish, you might say, it seems pashut. Doesn't everyone say what? You'll say, what does it seem, Pashut?
That there is still an Isra L'Chatzchila.
Oh, right. So at first glance, it sounds Pashut, that there is an Isra L'Chatzchila when it comes to Shofar Shel Ola, Shofar Shel Shom. And let's read the Gemara. So we're going to first bring the evidence in the Gemara and the Rishonim, which seem to imply that there is an Isra L'Chatzchila. But then we're going to bring one Rishon. there is going to be one Rishon who seems to imply that there is actually a Heter L'Chatzchila by Shofar Shel Hekdesh. That's what we're gonna analyze. So let's see, let's go back to the Gemara on Chav Chesam Aleph. Yosef, would you mind? Mm-hmm. So going back to Amr of Yehuda. Right, so the Gemara right off the bat within Rav Yehuda makes it very clear that is it also the Chatzchila?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Both Shofar Shel Shlamim and Shofar Shel Ola, right? It's also the Chatzchila. The only chiluk between Shlamim and Ola at this point in the Gemara is whether you're Yotzei B'diavad, based on whether it's Yotzei L'chulin, etc. Skip all that. The Gemara then says, Ela Amarava. Sorry, for sure. Not only is it also the Chatzchila, but in both cases, in both cases, not only is it also the Chatzchila, but it's Ma'akev even B'diavad. Then comes along Hadar Amar. This is the
key.
Sorry, Echadzeh Yotza. Mitzvah Lav Lehanasinu. Right. So, what do you think the Pashas is? In both cases, you're Yotze.
But what doesn't it repeat?
Exactly. It doesn't say lo yitaka. Right. In both cases, it doesn't say lo yitaka, but the pashas is what?
There's an
isur l'chatzchila. Right? Pashas is we're keeping the isur l'chatzchila that was mentioned earlier. We're just saying, but by the way, b'diavad, you're still yotze. So on the pashas level, right, the simple reading of Chav Chesam and Aleph is that there is an isur l'chatzchila for shofar shel hekdesh, both shofar shel ola and shofar shel shlamim.
You could even say that, I mean, that seeing the Rashi that we're going to see later on, you could say that even it's Pashas here because it's reflecting, it's contrasting with the statement it just made about Lo Yatza. So Lo Yatza was the Chatzchila and B'diavad. So no one says Yatza, you could say it's Yatza for the other.
Okay, so, okay, good. We're going to get there. But just, now the simple reading of the Gemara, according to most, is that the Gemara is keeping the Lo Yitaka, right? Keeping, retaining the Isra the Chatzchila, and just the Gemara is only going back and forth. Is that, are you Yotze B'diavad? So who, in addition to the mashmos of this Gemara, which Rishon, right, prominently paskins this very clearly, there's an Isra L'chatzchila, Isaac, do you remember? Which Rishon paskins straight out, there's an Isra L'chatzchila by Shofar Shel, well, he's specifically talking about Shofar Shel Ola? The Rambam, right? The Rambam, or Rambam and Aleph Gimel, right, Moshe's favorite Rambam, Aleph Gimel, so here we're not talking about the middle, which is Shofar HaGazel, talking about the end, where he discusses Shofar Shel Ola. So he says, Beferish, right? Yeah, anyone have the Rambam? Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. You got it? Okay, so just read the Rambam. V'chein Shofar Shel Ola. After Shofar HaGazel.
Shofar Shel Ola Yitaka. Well, Yitaka Yatza. So the same thing goes for a shofar of an ola. You shouldn't blow from it, but if you blew from it, there you go. Say, she ain't be called, din me'ila.
Right, because there's no me'ila by the kol. It's its own topic. Then he brings in our Gemara, b'halo bim tomar.
B'halo nana b'shmias ha'kol. And so, isn't he benefiting from the shmias ha'kol?
I mean, it sounds like maybe either mitzvah b'avera, meaning, right? So how can you say that you're yotze? Isn't through this mitzvah, aren't you, doing the avera of being nana from the hekdesh?
Mrs.
Lavanos doing lefichach, hamoder hana mishofar mutzul litzkoaba. Right, and he carries it over to the heter lechatzchila by nedarim. But it's very clear while there's a heter lechatzchila by nedarim, it's very clear that when it comes to shofar shel ola, lo yitakaba. Right, lechatzchila, right, lo you're gonna be yotze b'diavad, lo yitaka lechatzchila. And then also Kalim point out that although the Rambam only talks about shofar shel ola, who had dinami for what? Shofar shel shlamim. Right, so the Rambam paskins, I would say the pashas of the Gemara is that the Lamaskana, although you're Yotze for both types of Shofar Shel Hekdesh, there's still an Isra L'chatzchila by both, right? So the Kesem Mishnah spells this out, and the Reina Menoch, who spells out the L'chatzchila part, and makes it very clear that the Isra L'chatzchila goes both on the Shofar Shel Ola and the Shofar Shel Shlamim, right? So you have the pashas of the Gemara, you have the Rambam, and there's one other Rishon who we dealt with yesterday, who also spells this out. Right, when he's contrasting it with Nedarim, who remembers which Rishon is specifically trying to contrast why there's a Heter L'chatzchila by Nedarim, but there isn't a Heter L'chatzchila by Hekdesh or by Avodah Zarah? The Meiri, beautiful, right? Excellent, right? So that was the Meiri when he's talking about like the Isra Hishtamshus, right? In that context, he says, Afal pi sheba'ola v'avodah zarah asur l'chatzchila, Right? It's saying, basically asking implicitly, why is it when it comes to Nedarim, it's Mutzah Lechatzchila? When it comes to both Shofar Shel Ola, Shel Hektish, and by Avodah Zarah, there's an Issur Lechatzchila. And the Meiri, what's the Meiri's Mahalach? And remember, what's the Meiri's Mahalach? What's the basis, y'all? What's the basis of the Issur Lechatzchila according to the Meiri? Not Mius. What was the Meiri? The Issur Eshtamshus, right? The Issur Eshtamshus, which only applies to an objective, right? An objective Issur Chafza, which therefore applies to Hektish, because it's so holy, and applies to Avodah Zarah, because it's, you know, so chamor. But Mashen Kein Neder, because it's just subjective, it only applies to one person, you don't have the same Issur Eshtamshus. But the Meiri, very clearly, Lamaskana, is learning that just like there's an Issur Lechatzchila for Avodah Zarah, there's also an Issur Lechatzchila for Hektish. Okay, and according to these, let's go through the different, remember, there are three potential explanations for what would be the basis of an Issur Lechatzchila. Right? Anybody remember? Who's behind you there? Yeah, Uriel. Oh, sorry, Uriel was not here yesterday. Right, David, you remember, what are some of the three potential reasons for an Issur Lechatzchila to apply, let's say, by Avodah Zarah? Well, yeah, in the case of... Right, so one factor is Mius. There's another factor of what? Issur Eshtamshus. And there's a third factor of Nira Marasai, right? Nira Kinanis. So let's go through all three factors and see which ones apply and which ones, if any, don't apply. So within the Issur Eshtamshus, the Meiri is actually talking in this context and makes it very clear that the Issur Eshtamshus does apply. Because says the Meiri, right, the Issur Hana from from Hektish is an Issur Chavtza. Right, it's an objective Issur Chavtza, which applies across the board. So therefore, just like Avodah Zarah, there's going to be Issur Eshtamshus, just like it's off limits for all people. We want it to be off limits, right? Even if you're not being nene from it, off limits, you can't be mishtamish in any way. So the factor of Issur Eshtamshus is clearly applied by the Meiri to the Hektish. Fine. But what's interesting is the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah generally, right? Ari, do you remember, what does the Ritzvah generally say, the Pshat, let's say, in Avodah Zarah? In the Issur Eshtamshus for in the Issur Lechatzchila for Avodah Zarah. Mos, exactly. So the Ritzvah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, always invokes the factor of Mios. But if you go to the Ritzvah, Dira Matzcha Amar of Yehuda Shofar Shel Ola, anyone have the Ritzvah open? Right, the earlier Ritzvah, when he's talking about the Hektish, and the Ritzvah, Dira Matzcha, a little further up, right, Dira Matzcha Amar of Yehuda Shofar Shel Ola. Why can't I find it here? Yeah, so right, small little piece. I don't have it. Ari. So what is this? Skip right. It says Vahada Amar Lo Yitaka.
Vahada Amar Lo Yitaka Perish Mipnei Shehu Kava Lehanot Bekadshim.
Oh, right. Not Mius. Ritzvah doesn't mention Mius. He says a new factor. It's Kiba Lehanot Bekadshim. It's as if you're coming to be Nana from Kachim. It's like it's only as if because. It's not actually, because once we pass commits as Lathayanas Ninu, it's not actually. So again, what does it sound? What does it sound like?
It sounds like the
Rabbana. Exactly. Excellent. It sounds like it's a Marasayan factor. So the Ritzvah explains, it says it's like a Marasayan. It looks like you're being Nana from Kachim, even though you're not actually, because Mitzvah is Lathayanas Ninu, right? The factor of Marasayan, of Nires Kenana, of the Ramban, seems to apply, according to the Ritzvah, to this case of Shofar Shel Hektish. So you have the Issur Eshtamshus and the Meiri applies, and now the Ritzvah, right, comes along and borrows the Maris Ayin factor and applies that in this case and doesn't apply the Mios. So the question is, wait a second, why isn't the Ritzvah just apply Mios? So David, what do you think the reason that the Ritzvah is not willing to apply the factor of Mios here? No Chavsa Shel Avera. Exactly. The key is, when it comes to Shofar Shel Hektish, like we've been saying in different contexts, the reason why the factor of Mius doesn't apply, because Mius is only when it comes to a Chavta Shel Avera. To use a Chavta Shel Avera for a mitzvah, that's Mos. Mos L'Gavoa. But when it comes to Shofar Shel Hektish, that's not a Chavta Shel Avera. It's a carbon. Chas V'Shalom to call it a Chavta Shel Avera. It's a Chavta Shel Kedusha. Right? Not a Chavta Shel Avera. So there's not going to be the factor of Mius. And that's why even though the Ritzvah, this is going to be very important. This is why, even though the Ritzvah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, says the basis of the Issur Lechatzchila is the factor of Mius, when it comes to Hektish, he is unwilling to apply Mius, because seemingly he thinks that only applies to Chavtish HaLavera, and therefore doesn't think that the factor of Mius LeMitzvah applies to Hekdesh. So in short, two out of the three other reasons apply. The Isser Shnapshus applies, the Maris Ayin applies, but not the Mios LeMitzvah. Yeah.
Once the Ritva is willing to talk about like Maris Ayin, it looks like you're going to benefit from it, wouldn't that overlap every other case?
Why not just apply that shot in Avodah Zarah?
Shouldn't you take that all the time and never talk about Mios?
Yeah, that's a good question. Stephen's asking, meaning once you have one klal that's going to cover all the cases, why pick, explain all the other ones based on Mios, and then, because that doesn't work here, use it.
Well, yeah. Couldn't you say that because maybe you hold that Maris Ayin doesn't apply by the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. Right, it's not nicker that the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah is a Shel Avodah Zarah. Right?
Here it's more nicker than...
Because it's a carbon?
Yeah.
You're saying the association that originally came from a carbon is more clear than originally coming from a Avodah Zarah? That's a little hard to know. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe one avenue to think of is perhaps maybe that specifically Maris Ayin would dafka be by kachim. Maybe there's a specific din of like a heightened Maris Ayin by Hekdesh. And therefore he's only willing to not only is it that, this one doesn't have Mios, but maybe that the Maris Ayin factor only applies to Hekdesh as well. They get to figure out why, but maybe it's a heightened awareness of, Maris Ayin specifically when it comes to the realm of Hekdesh. Perhaps. I have to think along those lines, because otherwise it's a very good question.
I don't understand why when I take something from Hekdesh, right, that's not considered
it's not a chafsa shel avera.
Right.
You might be doing an avera by using it, but again, remember the basis of the isra lechatchila. Remember, there's no in mitzvah lavi hana zinu, so it's not hana. So the basis of the isra lechatchila would be if it's the new factor called ma'os lemitzvah. It's ma'os to use a chafsa shel avera as a chafsa shel mitzvah, but that doesn't apply to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not a chafsa shel avera.
You mean like steal it?
We're not talking about stealing. It's your carbon, let's say. It's not a shofar gazel, it's a shofar shel Hekdesh. So again, we're just saying that the factor of Mios LeMitzvah doesn't apply. Because Mios LeMitzvah is limited to chafsa shel avera.
Okay.
If you remember, we had a parallel svara for why, why mitzvah baba vera, if you think the mitzvah vera is a similar idea based on a chafsa shel mitzvah, not being used a chafsa shel mitzvah, right? We use a parallel svar for why mitzvah baba vera might not apply to the sugya here, according to some, like the Ramban, because, the sugya here is not dealing with chafsa shel vera, it's Hekdesh. So we had a parallel svar at the time. So Ankan, basically, right, we had the Pashas on Chavchas, we had the Ramban, and the Meiri all applying the Isra Lechatchila to Hekdesh based on the simple interpretation of the Gemara. But, and we pointed out that two out of the three reasons apply, but not the third reason, right? But the Isser Shnapshus applies, the Maris Ayin applies, but not the factor of Mios LeMitzvah. And that last Nakuda has become very important because there's one Rishon who does seem to assume that it's Mutter Lechatzchila to use a Shofar Shel Hekdesh. Yosef, who is that Rashi?
Right.
Rashi. Where is that Rashi?
In Erevin.
Tucked away in Erevin. Right? It's very interesting. It hit me like, whoa. Right? I was very excited when I saw this Rashi in Erevin. Again, this is a sugya in Erevin in the context of that, right, the case of putting the Erev Tchumim and a Kever. So Aga, that Shachar B'Tayer, the Gemara is asking like, right, the Gemara just quotes a mitzvah slavi hanas ninu, and the Gemara says, are you saying that Rabba's statement of mitzvah slavi hanas ninu is samachok is tanayim? So in that context, right, Rashi points out, who's this Rabba? What's the original context of Rava where he says Mrs. Lovely Hamas Ninu? So let's see. Isaac, do you have the Rashi in Irvin? Tiramaskal Hod de Rabba. It's different gears of whether it's Rabba or Rava. It's very important. This is the second page. This is the third to last Makor. Is Rashi in Irvin? Again, Tiramaskal Hod de Rabba / Hod de Rava.
Yeah. So Hod de Rabba, Tabasakan Sisha, Tokim Vishavisha.
Oh. So when Rashi paraphrases or characterizes Shitas Rava, he says, he doesn't say, Shitas Rava who says that you're Yotze, right, Yotze Bidi Eved with a shofar, right, with a shofar shel Hekdesh. He says, token b'shofar shel Ola. Right, so what does that sound like, Isaac?
It
lechatchila, right? Just like Olav Rishon Rav Medayik when the Gemara in Chulin says mechasin ba'afar ani dachas, that's mutar lechatchila. So when Rashi says token b'shofar sholola, it sounds like it's lechatchila. So Shitas Rashi, right, seems to be that it's mutar lechatchila to use a shofar shohektish. So question number one is, just before we even get to the Hesber, like, isn't that so also the Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara say, shofar shel ola, shofar shel shlamim lo yitaka?
Rava at the end, the Masana is different.
Excellent, excellent. So Rashi seems to be learning that everything changes lemaskana. Once Rava introduces the klal of mitzvahs lav lehanes nenu, not only is it echadzeh ve'echadzeh yatza, because mitzvahs lav lehanes nenu, it's also mutter lechatzchila. So that's the way Rashi is going, similarly, in Eirvin, is going to read the Shach V'Torah. That the Isra L'chatzchila for Shofar Shel Hekdesh is only within the Havmina. Within the Havmina, the mitzvahs Lehanos Ninu. But once the Maskana, the mitzvahs love Lehanos Ninu, all of a sudden, Mutzah L'chatzchila. So that's just, right, in terms of the question of how Rashi is going to interpret the Shach V'Torah, he's going to see that some transition between the Havmina and the Maskana. Once the Gemara, the Maskana introduces the Klal of mitzvahs love Lehanos Ninu, then we're not going to, right, the Isra L'chatzchila falls away. But the question is, okay, that's how you understand the Shach V'Torah, but at the end of the day, why doesn't Rashi apply by the Isra L'chatzchila? Just like, remember, the next line, right after Rava says, when it comes to Shofar Shel Hekdesh, that your Yotze, which according to Rashi means it's Mutzah L'chatzchila, right, the very next line is that what? That Amar Yehuda, V'Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah Lo Yitaka. So it's very clear, we pointed out yesterday, very clear that everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah is an Isra L'chatzchila. So the question is, why is Rashi not willing to apply the Isra L'chatzchila that we have by Avodah Zarah to Hekdesh? So what's the pshat?
He only holds Mias.
Exactly, Rashi L'shitaso. Rashi, if you remember, we saw Rashi both in Chulin and in Sukkah, in both cases when he's explaining the Isra L'chatzchila of Avodah Zarah, right, in Chulin, I believe he's talking about Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, in Sukkah he's talking about Lulav of Avodah Zarah. In both cases, he invokes this factor of Mias, but based on what we said before, just like the Ritva stays away from Mias when explaining Shofar Shel Hekdesh, Rashi's going to say, Rashi's going to agree with the Ritva that the factor of Mias doesn't apply to Hekdesh, because he's going to agree that Mio is only triggered by a Chavtza Shel Avera. So it's not going to apply to Shofar Shel Hekdesh, which is not a Chavtza Shel Avera. But Rashi is going to argue in the Ritva and says, there's no additional factor of, Marazai. Says Rashi, the only factor, the only potential basis of an Isra L'chatzchila is the factor of Mios. When Mios applies, Asra L'chatzchila. When Mios doesn't apply, Motu L'chatzchila. So it works out beautifully. Rashi very much l'shitaso thinks the basis of the Isra L'chatzchila by Avodah Zarah is Mios. That doesn't apply to Hekdesh. Therefore, Rashi in Eirvin says b'feirush token b'shofar shel ola, understands the maskana of the Gemara as transitioning away from the Isra L'chatzchila. Yes, Moshe. Oh, so you had a hand up. Okay, so that Ankan is the discussion of the potential Isra L'chatzchila, and right, basically had. So again, just to summarize. Avodah Zarah is also the chatzchila according to everyone. The cases of Nidarim, Erev Tchumim on the Kever, and Afar Nidachas being used by Kiswe Adam, those are all mutzul chatzchila according to everyone. And the case of Hekdesh is Machlokes. According to most, Pashas the Gemara, Rambam Meiri, it is also the chatzchila. According to Rashi and Irvin, it is mutzul chatzchila, again, because he thinks the only basis of the Isra chatzchila would be Mios. And Mias doesn't apply to Hekdesh, yeah.
Rashi only uses Ritva's approach, since there's no Chavtza Shel Avera, therefore it's
May. Yeah, Rashi came first, but the same idea. I mean, Rashi
using Ritva's
idea. No, Rashi just, Rashi lived hundreds of years before the Ritva, but I'm just trying to say, he agrees. I mean, the Ritva and Rashi are both holding that the factor of Mios only applies to a Chavtza Shel Avera. It's only ma'os, it's only disgusting, it's only repugnant, right, to use chavtza shel avera for a mitzvah. But Hekdesh, was not a chavtza shel avera, is not going to have that psal. Okay? Good. So now let's get to really the meat and potatoes of the sugya. Right? Up until now we've been discussing this Isra L'chatzchila, which is really all midrash rabbanan, very important. But now let's get to the core of what mitzvahs lav lehanos is really all about. So as we saw yesterday, we were going through the different cases where mitzvah l'adehanos comes up. Right? In most cases, what the nafkamina of mitzvah l'adehanos ninu is that you don't violate an iser hadna. Right? In ruba deruba of the cases, right, is where the Gemara applies mitzvah l'adehanos ninu to say that you can't, or that, right, if you do, I don't want to say l'chatchila, right, that if you do a mitzvah with chetza, which is aser ba'anav, you are going to be yotzei the mitzvah, because mitzvah l'adehanos ninu, and therefore there's no violation of the iser hana by using that chetza, which is aser ba'ana, for a mitzvah, because the purpose of mitzvahs is not for hana. So again, so while the halacha is clear that using a chetza of yisuri hana for a mitzvah doesn't violate the iser hana, the reason, the mechanics behind mitzvah l'adehanos ninu is less clear. What is the basis for this idea? Why is it that the usage of a chetza, which is aser b'ana, for a mitzvah, does not violate the iser hana? As I like to discuss, really, for the next couple of days. So, we're going to see there are two general approaches. Right? We're going to spend a lot of time on the first approach, because we have different versions of it. The first approach, you might say, shouldn't that be the only approach? But we'll see, there is a contrast. The first general approach to mitzvahs l'adehanos ninu is that, right, the yisod of mitzvahs l'adehanos ninu is that, right, is that a mitzvah is lo nechshev hana. Right? That the performance of a mitzvah is not considered hana. Right? So approach number one is that it's lo nechshev hana. Right? The performance of a mitzvah is not considered hana to violate the iser hana. So again, I'll just, the contrast, which we'll get to in a couple days from now, this approach number two, again, we can get to this only in a couple days, is a very mechudash idea, which is really shitas yachid in the sugya, that it's not that it's not considered hana, but rather that the mitzvah is doche the iser hana. Okay? That's approach number two, which we'll get to later, just to know what I'm contrasting. Again, approach number one is lo nechshev hana. Right, approach number one is that mitzvah l'adehanos ninu means is that the kiyam mitzvah is not considered hana to violate the iser hana. Approach number two is that even though it is hana, avapikin, the mitzvah is doche the iser hana. Parallel to like an ase doche lo ase type idea. Again, we'll get back to that later. Again, that's within very specific mefarshim the sugya, but just good to know what I'm contrasting. So again, but like today and tomorrow, I'd like to focus on this first approach, this idea that the basis of mitzvahs l'adehanos ninu is that the kiyam mitzvah, right, is lo nechshev hana. So let's first see a bunch of rishonim who formulate this idea that the pshat in mitzvahs l'adehanos ninu is that lo nechshev hana. Is that a hand? Oh. Okay, good. So the first one that we see is the Ramban in Yevamos. Right? You see on page number two, right? The Ramban in Yevamos, when explaining what mitzvah l'adehanos ninu is, right, he has such a lashon. Shalom, do you see it? The second to last makor on page number two. See the second line, it says, V'i mishum yisuri ana. Right, so you're going to see this formulation in Rishonim. Right, no, chalitza, a mitzvah, lav hanai, it's not considered hana. And there, because of the klal of mitzvahs, lav lehanas. Right, so we're just going to go through a couple of Rishonim right now, who explicitly, right, formulate the yisod of mitzvahs, lav lehanas ninu, kipashtas, which is that mitzvahs, lav lehanas ninu, therefore it's lo nechshev hana. So you have the Ramban in Yevamos, who says this idea, that the chalitza, who had every mitzvah, lav hanai. Then we also have a Ran in Adarim, right? And the Ran in Adarim, which is also very important for other reasons, for the rest of the piece, right? The Ran in Adarim is commenting on the Gemara, which says that a husband can be taken neder on the Hana of his Tashmish, right? And say, right, the basically Hana's Tashmishach Alai, I'm asering myself from the Hana that I get from Tashmish, right? And the Ran on that basically brings in mitzvahs l'adehanos. Moshe, would you mind? It's around at the top of page 3.
Which one with me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Vintar?
Yeah.
V'chi amar hanas tash mishech amai mitaser v'ha mitzvahs l'adehanos nisim.
Right. Meaning, what's the shaykhus Now, what's the shaychus of making a neder on a mitzvah by referring to the mitzvah in terms of hana? It's like parallel to like the Gemara Nedarim we had the other day in Tazayin, right? Which is like very, very close to this. Where the Gemara, like right, Rava says, Abai, why are you, when you're being neder on a mitzvah, don't refer to it as hana'a sukkah, because hana'a is not the essence of a mitzvah. So Ron's saying here, here too. Why, when you're trying to ask the tashmish, why are you referring to the hana? Mitzvah's lava yonas ninu. What hana are you referring to? So the Ron answers.
Yes, Lomar. Just say I'm not mitzvahs lavadasness now. Hanemile Lomar she'ein kim mitzvah hamitzvos chashav hana.
Oh, this is the key line for us for now, right? He says the pshat in mitzvahs lavadasness nenu is that the kiyum hamitzvah is not considered hana. Again, the same yisod of the Ramban, lo nechshav hana. Right, whatever potential hana you think would come out of a kiyum mitzvah, k'mash mlan of mitzvahs lavadasness nenu that. Hana, whatever it is, we'll isolate it in a moment, we'll identify it in a moment, is not considered Hana. And then the Ron's going to continue, we'll get back to this later in the sugya. Oh, but when it comes to Hana Saguf, that's not subject to the heter of Mitzvah Zalatayana Sinu. We'll get back to that part of the Ron later when we'll get to it. But again, right now we just want to focus that the Yisod of Mitzvah Zalatayana Sinu is Lo Nechshav Hana. So we have this in the Ramban and Yivamas Kuf Gimel. We have this in the Ron and Adarim Tazal and Vez. And we also have this in the Rush. Right, the Rush on Adarim is also a Pirush HaRush in Adarim. Right? So, y'all, would you mind the Rush, Pirush HaRush to Adarim Tezlayin Ovez? This is on the Gemara we saw yesterday, right, where Rava says, Abai, why are you formulating, in the context of being Noder Ala Mitzvah, why are you formulating the Neder in terms of, why are you formulating the Chefta Shal Mitzvah in terms of the Hana? What's the Shaykhus? Mrs. Lavi Hanas Nenu, so let's see how he explains Pshat. So it's very important, right? Rava is claiming, if you're trying to ask for the mitzvah and you do it by formulating the neder in terms of hana, he says, lo nasra love. The neder is not going to be chal on the hana sukkah because lo mikri hana. That hana connected to the kiyum mitzvah of sukkah is not considered hana. Mashu mekayim mitzvah samakom. So again, we have the very prominent, we have Ramban, we have Ran, Rush, all say that the pshat of Mitzvahs Lavayanas Nenu is this idea that it's a lo nechshev hana. Right? Whatever potential hanos, which seem to be connected to a kima mitzvah, in halacha, are not considered hana for the purposes of an isur hana. So before we get to why aren't those hanos, why isn't the hana a kima mitzvah, considered hana, that's going to be the big yisod we're going to focus on tomorrow. I like to, just focus on the lashonos of the rishonim of like, what's the havmina? What are the different hanos connected to a kiyum mitzvah, which you might have considered hana, yet the kamash milad of Mrs. Lavayanos is saying that those hanos, lo shmei hana. So again, I'd like to right now zero in on the rishonim in terms of what is like the Havamina, right? What would have been the Havamina of the Hana, which would be connected to a Kiyama Mitzvah, such that the Kamash Malan of Mitzvahs Lavdei Anas Nenu was saying, is that Hana? Lo Nechshav Hana. So right off the bat, right? Jake, if I had to ask you right off the bat, what do you think is a Hana connected to a Kiyama Mitzvah? What would you say?
Hana connected to a Kiyama
Mitzvah. What Hana does a person get from being a Kiyama Mitzvah? Beautiful. So the first category of hanos that Rishonim zero in on when they're basically asking why isn't this hana considered hana is the factor of schar. And they're basically asking like, there's schar. What do you mean mitzvah lavei hanos nenu? Isn't there schar coming from a kiyum mitzvah? So let's see it. So let's see, and it's interesting, right, the lashonos that they use. So if you look at the ritzvah in multiple places, first looking at the ritzvah in sukkah. And when he asks the question of, oh, what do you mean, Mitzvah Lavayanas Nenu? Isn't there Hana from a Kiyum Mitzvah? He focuses on Schar. So look at the Ritzvah in on page 3. His Ritzvah in Sukkah Laman Aleph on the base. You see the third line says, Va'afagav, this Moshe, do you see it? Va'afagav de Misani.
Third line.
Exactly. That's a key line. But after it says the ritva, Alpha Gav de Misani Basias Mitzvos, Shemekabos Char, Ba Olam Hazet, Ba Olam Haba. So that's the kasha, right? So when the ritva is identifying, so what are the potential hanos that you would have a havamina would be considered hana associated with the kiyum mitzvah? So again, the ritva, like Jig, focuses on schar. But here he spells out both schar ba'olam hazeh and schar ba'olam haba.
So the kiyam mitzvah only could get to olam haba, or
what?
The kiyam mitzvah only could get schar.
No, this is in the question stage. Right. He's saying, what do you mean mitzvahs l'adai hanasinu? Don't you get hana of schar both ba'olam hazeh and olam haba? You can't get better schar than that. Can't get better hana than that. You're getting schar ba'olam hazeh and ba'olam haba. So that's the ritzvah in sukkah. Similarly, along those lines, slightly different, the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. Anyone have the ritzvah Rosh Hashanah Chavches? Tzira Masel of Im Taka Yatza, where he has a similar line. Also connect, right, the Habamina, that there would be Hana, but Kiyama Mitzvah is the Schar. Yaakov, do you see it? This is Tzira Masel of Im Taka Yatza.
Yeah, my time Mitzvah Sabbath.
He said, "V'lachin Aktina Taima Daha." Lav Hana Chashiva. See that? Like a couple lines in? Yeah.
Lav Hana Chashiva. The mitzvah of the Adam Sneath here. Pirish.
So that's basically, it's an implicit kasha. Even though there seems to be Hana, right? Cause, and what is he? The Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma. So which Schar is he seem to be focusing on here? Exactly. Olam Hazeh. Which is interesting, right? In the Ritzvah and Sukkah, he's focusing both Schar Ba'olam Hazeh and Ba'olam Haba. Here, only focus on Schar Ba'olam Hazeh.
I would think that makes more sense than the
in terms of being considered actual Hana.
Right.
Okay, interesting, because it's more concrete.
Right.
Interesting. So you're saying that the Ritzvah here is not saying that, oh, Schar Ba'olam Hazeh is better objectively than Schar Ba'olam Haba, but maybe in terms of what's like a stronger kasha, what's more nitan to be considered like actual Hana would be like the concrete Hana that you get in this world.
Right. Yeah. I don't know exactly what that looks like. I don't know if that means like Hashem like gives us stuff.
But I like the Ha'arah, right? Yaakov's point. Yeah, which is interesting. It seems like because coming out of the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah, right? That although the Ritzvah in Sukkah seems to focus on both the Schar Ba'olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, the Ritzvah in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah rather zeroes in on the Schar Olam Hazeh. I guess one could say like. Schar Olam Hazeh, even compared to Schar Olam Haba, it says maybe, right. But in terms of the Havamina of it being considered Hana, you're thinking about more of a concrete Hana that a person in this world gets, and therefore he emphasizes the Schar Olam Hazeh. But either way, the Ritzvah in basically both places, right, is focusing on the Schar, right? That's the Havamina, right? It's very important to know. Right, that's the Havamina that, like, what do you mean? Lavei Hana Sinu, you're getting Schar, says the Ritzvah. And the Ran also focuses on Schar. Again, the Ran in Sukkah. Again, in all these ritzos and all these runs, it's his pshat mitzvah lavei hanah sinu is really, really significant, but we're going to hold off on that tomorrow. Right now, I just want to focus on the havamina of the question. So,
just talking about schar, let's say that the shul pays the Baal Tokeah, and he's using a shofar shel avodah zarah. Now it's schar now he's getting schar through the, he's getting enough from blowing the shofar.
Yeah, so that's going to fall under the category of, let's say, Hanas Haguf.
It's a byproduct.
Exactly, right? When,
so is that like
the
Hana,
yeah, like... it'd be similar to the Mayan case. We're going to say it's a big machlokes because we're showing him. Let's say there's Hana not from the Kiyama Mitzvah, because that's for sure a mitzvah of the Hanas, right? We didn't get to why yet. But, let's say there's a side Hana. You know, a physical Hana for your body in the Mayan, it'd be Mosachama, or you're getting paid. It's going to be a big, big machlokes, which I think is going to be a big nafkamina of different approaches of mitzvah of the Hanas. So we get there. So let's just see the run. Stevens, you have the run al riff. See the second to last makor on page number 3. This is v'taima diyatza.
V'taima diyatza mishum d'mitzvah slavi harasin. Yeah. V'yafal pishim akabalem schar.
We got to the end of that later. But what's the hav, Mina? What is he focusing on? Schar. So again, like the ritzvah, both the ritzvah and the run are saying that the hana, which the Kamash Milan of Mrs. Lavi Hanasinu is coming to be like Kamash Milan, is that don't consider the Hana, don't consider the Schar from a Kima Mitzvah to be Hana. That's both the Ritzvah and the Ran. The last thing I'd like to point out is this Chasam Sofer. It's interesting that in contrast to the Ritzvah and the Ran, who are focusing very much on the Schar, the Chasam Sofer quotes something else. Y'all, do you see the Chasam Sofer, the last makor in the sheet?
Yeah.
Yes, Vieshla Hakshos.
Vieshla Hakshos, Nish, and you know, that's what it's ever. Ever is really Yafalo Shah, but you were nice to have a moment, and we call that young man.
So the Chasam Sofer, the way he formulates the question, right, he said, okay, fine, you're doing it because you're an Eved. But at the end of the day, for us as Avadim, this is a famous mission in Avos, right, this is Perek, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gedzayin. Yafa lo sha achas v'tshuva u'masim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei ha'olam haba. And the pashas of this Mishnah, because I'm so over saying, is forget the schar. Forget the hana coming from the schar that the Ritzvah and the Ran are focusing on. Just, one can say, the quality of life. Right, this is a very big yisod. This is a little mister here. Right, this mission of us says that just the quality of life, of living a meaningful life of Torah and mitzvos, forget the schar, that itself is better than any schar you can get in Olam Haba. So the Chazam Sofer is saying, forget the schar, just the quality of life of you living a life from Torah and mitzvos, that itself is hana, says the Chazam Sofer. We'll get to the Chazam Sofer's answer in a moment. But it's just important that, again, in contrast to the Ritzvah and the Ran, who we're talking about the Schar, that should be the Hana. The Chazam Sofer is saying there's another element which could be the Hana. Forget the Schar. Just the quality of life itself. And just, I'll pee Moshe over here, just give a little hashkaf up. Right? Actually, the Rav, in Halachic Man, in pages 35 to 36, quotes this Mishnah as basically developing this idea. And in addition to the schar that people get from mitzvos, right? He says what comes out of this mission is the primary benefit of mitzvos is not the schar, but it's just the way it transforms the quality of your life. Just the quality, the living a meaningful life of Torah and mitzvos itself is the primary benefit of mitzvos. And he quotes this famous story of the Gra, where the Gra basically, couldn't get a hold of kosher hadasim on Sukkos, and this woman who had hadasim says, I'll sell you the hadasim. Anyone holding the story? Almanas, that I get your... the schar that you'll get in Olam Haba. And the Gra was so happy. He said, he told his talmidim, right? He was waiting for a time that he'd be able to do a mitzvah that was not connected at all to the schar that you get in Olam Haba. And he says, the pshat is, you're getting yafa, right? Yafa lo sha achas v'tshuva masim tovim, that just the benefit of living a life of Torah mitzvahs itself is so beneficial, and that, and the schar that you're going to get, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, that pales in comparison to just the quality of life itself. So again, all this is leading up to, right, this is all the kasha. Right, so both in terms of the schar that the Ritzvah and the Ran brings up, the schar by Olam Hazeh, the Olam Haba, and in terms of the quality of life that mitzvahs do, all these, you're not going to call this hana? That's the kasha, and then we have to figure out tomorrow, so why is it, what is the yisod of mitzvahs lavei hanas ninu, to say that all these amazing hanas are still not considered enough to violate an Isser Hana. That's what we'll get back to tomorrow.